This shiur is based on the sicha, the talk of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, on Erech Siddush Verbrengen, on Achron Shel Pesach in Tovshin Chav Tes 1969, and is printed in Lakut Sichas, volume Yud Aleph, page 8, the sicha of Shmois Beis. Regarding the concept of the Geula, we find a very interesting comparison between Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshiach Tzidkenu. In the words of the Medrash, it says, the Omru Chazal, that Moshe, hu goyel rishon, hu goyel achron. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the first Redeemer, and he will be the last Redeemer. That shows on a connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshiach Tzidkenu. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out of the Golos of Mitzrayim, and Moshiach Tzidkenu will take the Yidden out of the Golos that we are in now, to the ultimate Geula Shleima. We also find that when Hashem tried to persuade Moshe Rabbeinu to send, to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe by the snare, Shlach no biyad tishloch. And it says also in the Medrash that Moshe said to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Shlach no biyad tishloch, send someone else to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to send Mashiach to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, which Mashiach is Biyad Tishloch, is the one that's going to be sent by Hashem to take the Yidden out of our Golos. Now, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was not accepted by Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that ended up taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, but we still see that there is a connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashiach Tzidkenu, that they have the same idea of redeeming the Yidden. Obviously, it does not mean that Moshe Rabbeinu himself will be the one to take us out. He will actually be Mashiach, because that's impossible, because Moshe Rabbeinu is from Shevet Levi, and we know that Mashiach Tzidkenu is Mizera David from Shevet Yehuda. And therefore, obviously, it doesn't mean that it's the same person. What it means is that their job mission, the teichen, the contents of what their inyan is the same. That they will be the Redeemer's Moshe. His inyan will be the Redeemer, the same inyan as Mashiach Tzidkenu. And we find also that they share the same teichen in the fact that they are both, their inyan is Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Kibel Torah Misina, he was the one that gives the Torah, it's Torah's Moshe. And the same thing Mashiach Tzidkenu, in the description of the Rambam of who Mashiach's personality has to be, we find that one of the descriptions is Heige Bateira, he has to learn and be great in Torah. So what is this connection? Really, how can we explain the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and his connection to the ultimate Geula with Mashiach Tzidkenu? In order to explain this, we have to go back to really what is the true meaning of the time of the Geula, what will be in the time of the Geula, what is the unique state of the world that will be when Mashiach will come. But you'll know what the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, brings down in Tanya, that the tachlis of the creation, the ultimate purpose of why Hashem created this world, is because Nis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem desired Li'is Lo Yisbarach, to be for Him, Dira P'tachtonim, a dwelling place in Tachtonim, in the lowest realm, in the physical world. What does it mean, a dwelling place? It means to have a physical world that is seemingly a concealment on Hashem's truth, on Hashem's essence, and through Yidden, transforming this world, as we'll discuss soon, how we do that. But through Yidden, making this world into a place for Hashem, that is what Hashem wanted with the creation of the world. This state of when Hashem's glory will be revealed in the world, which will be the Alasid Lave, as the Pasuk says, the Navi Yeshayas says, what's going to be when Mashiach is going to come? It's going to be V'nigla Kved Hashem. The glory of Hashem will be revealed. V'ro kol basar yachdav, and all flesh will see Ki Pi Hashem Dibir, the word of Hashem. This reality, this consciousness that will fill the entire world in the time of Mashiach, in order to reach that, we have to go through a process. The way Hashem created the world, And especially after the sin of the Chet Eitz Hadas, the world is full of Tumah and Klippas. The Tumah is a concealment on Hashem. A concealment on Hashem's glory. That's why now we don't feel Hashem's presence in the world. Hashem is concealed. When Mashiach's going to come, the Pasuk says, it's going to be Ve'asruach HaTumah Avir Min Ha'aretz. Hashem says, I will take away the spirit of Tumah. There won't be any concealment on Hashem. Hashem will be revealed in this physical world. We'll be able to see Hashem. Now, in order to reach such a stage, there is a process. It goes in two stages. The stage of Matan Torah and the stage of La'asid Lave. The stage of Matan Torah, which I will refer to and connect with Moshe Rabbeinu, and the stage of Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is the stage of La'asid Lave. And we'll learn now about how, what happened by Matan Torah in Pnimis Inyonim, according to Chassidus, what happened by Matan Torah, and then how that leads up to and prepares and paves the way and gives the Kayach for our Aveda now, the Yidden's Aveda now in the time of Golas, that brings about the ultimate time of Mashiach's times. The Medrash says about Matan Torah as follows, that there was a Gzeira between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Before Matan Torah, there was a gezeira. Not just does that mean a decree, but it means gezeira can also mean cut. There was a divide, a separation between Elyonim, the spiritual, and Tachtonim, the physical. The higher levels and the lower levels. Simply meaning, it means the Hashem and this world was two, so to say, separate entities. Hashem did not permeate this world. Even though it says that the Oves, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did some of the Torah, were Mekayim, the entire Torah actually, before the giving of the Torah. However, they didn't do it in the physical mitzvahs like we do it. Only one physical mitzvah did they have, which was Bris Mila, and Chassidus goes at great length to explain that how Bris Mila was a preparation for Matan Torah. But the idea of Matan Torah is that there was Bitul HaGzeira. The Gzeira, the divide, and the decree that spirituality and physicality should not be merged together, that was taken away. And like the Medrash says, Elyonim yardu l'tachtonim, and tachtonim yalu l'elyonim. Elyonim Hashem came down to tachtonim, and he brings the pasuk that Hashem, vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem came down to Har Sinai. That means there was a bringing down a hamshacha of Hashem into this world, and then there is elyonim tachtonim yalul elyonim, that the lower went up to the higher. That says the medrash is what the pasuk says. Vel Moshe Amar alei al Hashem. Moshe was told to go up to Hashem. That means a elevation of Moshe Rabbeinu, which represents the tachtonim, goes up to elyonim. So just as if a simple mashal, there's two ways of someone that's standing on the top of the mountain meets the person that's standing at the bottom of the mountain. Either the person at the top of the mountain can come down to the bottom, or the person at the bottom can go up to the top. The same thing says the Medrash, that by Matan Torah there was the connection between Elyonim and Tachtonim. The top and the bottom came together in both ways. Hashem came down to this world, and we went up to Hashem. Explains Chassidus on this Medrash that what that means is that at the time of Matan Torah, there was a tremendous godly revelation. Hashem's glory was revealed in this world. And Alter Rebbe explains it in Tanya, that when Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Atahor Esal Adas, Hashem revealed himself in a total revealed way, without any concealment. That was the Gilui of Matan Torah. And like the Medrash says, that at the time of Matan Torah, at that moment, Tzipir leitzavach, no bird chirped, and the world was in a state of bittul, nullification for Hashem's glory that was revealed at that moment. That is the Elyonim yerdu l'tachtonim. However, explains Chassidus, what about the elevation of the tachtonim, the elevation of the lower realm?
Says Chassidus that that was given the koyach, the potential to elevate this world was given by Matan Torah. At this moment of Matan Torah, there was the descent of the Elyonim, Hashem came down. But the elevation of the Tachtonim, that is from the moment of Matan Torah on, until the time of Mashiach's come, the Aveda of Yidin is to elevate the Tachtein, to elevate the lower physical world, which really means to refine the physical world, that it should be a Keli to Hashem. In other words, to elevate the lower level. How do we do it, really? That's through Torah and Mitzvahs. Hashem gave us, at Matan Torah, Torah and Mitzvahs. What is a Mitzvah? A Mitzvah takes a physical object, and you take the physical, and you do with it something of Kedusha. You do with it a Mitzvah. You're bringing up, and you're elevating the Gashmias to Hashem. So, we have the concept that Matan Torah is the Bittul HaGezeira, the nullification of the Gezeira, of the divide between Elyonim and Tachtonim. That at that moment, Hashem came down to this world, and that from that moment on was given to us the koyach that we should elevate us and the physical world to Hashem. To explain this in other words, Chassidus explains the concept of Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem means the unity of Hashem. We all say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does Echad mean? Echad means one. Now the question is raised in Chassidus, why is the term Echad used and not the word Yachid? Yachid in Hebrew brings out more the one and only and nothing else. Yachid means unique. There's only one and there's nothing else. Echad, however, is a number. There's Echad and there's Sheni. One and then the two. So why don't we say Hashma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Yachid. Hashem is the one and only. Nothing else exists other than Hashem. Why do we say Hashem Echad? Hashem is one, but one that can mean that is number two. So Chassidus explains at great length that the true expression of Hashem's unity is not when we say that there's only Hashem and there's no world. Nothing else exists. That still doesn't bring out how one Hashem is. When we say that there is a world, the world exists. And nevertheless, Hashem is the true existence of the world, and yet still Hashem is one. That brings out Hashem's true unity. This is actually brought down in Halacha, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's brought down in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that Echad is the three letters of Echad is Aleph, Ches, Dalet. Ches shows on the seven heavens and the earth. Ches is number eight, seven heavens and the earth. The Dalet, number four, shows on the four corners of the world. And the Ches and the Dalet, we say, are permeated with Aleph. Aleph goes on Alufei Shel Olam Hashem. So to permeate the world, the seven heavens and the world and the four corners of the world, with the Aleph, with the Eibishter, with the Alufei Shel Olam, with Hashem, that brings out how, yes, there is a Metzias, there is an existent, the world does exist. We're not saying the world doesn't exist. And the only thing that exists is Hashem. The world exists. And yet we bring out and we show in the world that what does the world feel? That the only true truth is Hashem himself. And therefore really, Hashem Echad, there is only one Hashem. But we say it in a language of Hashem Echad, which can have a Havamina. You can think, yes, maybe there's number two. In other words, there is a world. And we say, yes, the truth of the world, the feeling of the world is that there is only one Hashem. With these two terms, we of Yochid and Echad. Yochid means unity that does not consider anything else. He is the one and only, and there is nothing else. However, echod means there is something does exist, but it's permeated with the true unity of Hashem. These two can give us a explanation on the two stages of Matan Torah and the way it's going to be lasted loving. By Matan Torah, as we explained before, there was a revelation of Elyonim into Tachtonim. Hashem was revealed into this world. However, the world was bottled, the world was nullified, and the world, it didn't permeate the world. The world, at that time, did not become permeated with Hashem's essence. It was just a revelation into the world. And therefore, as if to say, milamayla lamata, from above below. In other words, it was something that was shot, it was like shined on the world. And therefore, Itaka says that after Matan Torah, the Yidden were allowed to walk on Har Sinai. Because the godly revelation at the time of Matan Torah didn't permeate the mountain. Har Sinai, after the giving of the Torah, didn't stay a holy mountain. Why? Because there was a revelation of Hashem on the level of Yachid, that it's only Hashem and nothing else exists. So the world was nullified. There's no world. And all we heard is Anechi Hashem Elokecha. The job of Yidden after Matan Torah is, however, to elevate the physical world, to permeate the physical world in the sense of Echod. Yes, there is seven heavens and earth and four corners of the world. The existence of the world does really exist. And the true existence of the world is when it's permeated with the Aleph, with Hashem. That we do through Torah and Mitzvahs. So through the Aveda of Yidden, from the time of Matan Torah until the time of the coming of Mashiach, is to take the world and refine it and change it and work on it and do mitzvahs with the physical things until we make the Hashem's revelation should become one with the world the way it is an existence. Not that we say it doesn't exist. The idea of Echad. Now we can understand a medrash that is brought down in Medrash Rabbah in Dvarim in the Pasha of Eschanan on Matan Torah, on the Sugim Matan Torah, it brings on the Psukim of Matan Torah. So it says that on the Medrash, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, says the Medrash, Meheichon Zochu Yisrael Krishma, from where did the Yidden Zeche to Krishma? That's from Matan Torah. Why? According to this, we can understand. Because when was the power given to Yidden to elevate the world, to say Shema, which is Hashem Echad, which is taking the Metzias, the existence of the world, and permeating it with Hashem's essence, permeating it with Kedusha through doing mitzvahs, that was given at the time of Matan Torah. The job of Tachteinim Yalol Yenim, that we should bring up the Tachteinim to Hashem. And according to this, there's a beautiful Balaturim in Parshas Vayechi on the Pasuk, Ad ki Yovei Shilei, says the Balaturim, Yovei Shilei is Begamatria Mashiach. Yovei Shilei actually means, Yaakov Avinu was benching his heart, Ad ki Yovei Shilei, until Mashiach's coming, says the Balaturim, that Yovei Shilei is Begamatria Mashiach. That's 358. The next Balaturim says that Shilai is Begamatria Moshe. 345. Yovei Shilai means that Moshe is bringing Shilai, is bringing Mashiach. But we're not there yet. Because Moshe is only the one that gives the Koyach and paves the way from Matan Torah. We have the Aveda of preparing the world for Mashiach. What is Yovei Shilei? Yovei is 13. 13 is Begmatria Echad. So the Vart of the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, he said the Vart that Yovei, which is Begmatria Echad, and Moshe together is Begmatria Mashiach. Which basically means that Moshe Rabbeinu, which he is the one that gave us the Torah, And he is the one that started off the Aveda of Tachteinim Yalul Elyeinim, bringing Echad, bringing Hashem into the world that it should permeate the world, right? And then, so Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Koyach for the Aveda, and Yovei, which is Echad, which is the Aveda itself of us Yidden, now in the time of Golus, to permeate the world with Hashem, that ultimately brings Mashiach. The Rebbe ends off the Sicha by saying that from this we can actually learn a beautiful message, not just in the entire world scope of Matan Torah and the coming of Mashiach, but we can also learn something for each and every individual in the microcosm, in the small life of every single person. We can also learn this similar lesson. That we have, each and every one of us, we have the idea of Matan Torah and the work after Matan Torah and the time of Mashiach and every single day. In the morning we get up and what do? We daven and we learn Torah. That is as if the Matan Torah of the day. That's the time when the neshama inspires the person to serve Hashem and connects one with Hashem. That's where we get the koyach from there on, to go out into the world and to make, to do the Aveda of Echad, to make out of this world a dira for Hashem, a dwelling place for Hashem, by taking the physical things that we use of business and eating and drinking and permeating it with a godly kavana, with a godly intention. We are elevating the physical realm to Hashem. And then at the end of the day, we say Shema Yisrael at night, and then we end off with a pasuk, B'yavtcha af kidruchi, and it finishes off Hashem Kael Emes. And Emes is Emes Hashem Le'elam. Emes shows on the level of Echad, as we said previously, that at the end of the day, after a person does all his Aveda to lift up the Nyanim Gashmim, the physical world that he's dealing with, and bring it to Hashem, then he can ultimately reach the level of Emes, which is the truth that will fill, like it says in the Pasuk of Mola, of the time of Mashiach. It says in the Pasuk, and the Rambam finishes off, the Siyum of the entire Rambam finishes off with this Pasuk, that when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be Mola Ha'oretz, Deo Es Hashem, Kamayim L'Yom Achasim, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, like the water covers the sea, that the only existence and the true existence that we'll feel and see in this physical world is Hashem. And that's what it says, Bayeimahu Yiyah, Hashem Echad, Ushmei Echad.